It's a wonderful night. Would you turn to Proverbs 11, please? Proverbs 11. God is good all the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and all that's within us, bless His holy name. And forget not His benefits. Yes. Who forgives us our sins and heals our diseases. Thank you, Jesus. In Proverbs 11 and verse 1, would you read it with me, please? Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord. Now, this word dishonest means balance. Things that are unbalanced. Okay, dishonest scales. And this dishonest scales. So in other words, there is an unbalance here. Anything that's a dishonest scale means unbalanced. It says, dishonest scales are abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. When pride comes, then comes what? Shame. But with the humble is what? Wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in a day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their what? By their lust or desire. Here we are talking about it's something very important. It's called the reality of balance. Everyone say reality of balance. Because where there's unbalance in life, there's many things that are open doors to the enemy. There are areas of delusion and deception. Things that are unbalanced, you know, pride will move an individual out of balance. And this balance, the reality of balance is the area where we must have the reality. And in the reality of balance means that you are going to have the reality of the balance of the natural realm and the spiritual realm. There must be balance in both realms. Is everybody with me? The reality of balance is established by patience. It's established by patience. The only way to maintain balance is to make what is unseen to become seen. Has everybody got it? So, the reality of balance is established by patience. And to maintain balance, you must make what is unseen to become seen. Is everybody with me? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The reality of balance. Again, the balance is having the reality of balancing the spiritual realm and the natural realm. In verse 16. Would you read it with me, please? Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. So he explains here that our afflictions are trials in the physical realm, working for us in the spiritual realm. So here there's managing the physical realm and the spiritual arenas. We are not to manage them in this with equality. In other words, we're not trying to equal these things out. You manage them not by equality. You manage them by reality. Is everybody with me? How do you manage them? You manage them not by equality. You're not trying to have an even balance. You manage them by reality, not by equality. So in this reality of balance, you must first acknowledge that there's a balance. But to level things out, if you're on a boat, right, and all the weight's on one side, the boat begins to sway one way. So there's an area of weighing things out. But if, depending on the storm or the weather, what's going on, sometimes you've got to put that boat more weight in a certain area to balance it out. Is everybody with me? And it's the same thing with many, it's the same thing in walking in the Spirit. In walking in the Spirit, there must be a balance between the physical and the spiritual. If there's not balance, then there's always trouble. Now, he says that our afflictions and trials in the physical realm are working for us in the spiritual realm. Managing the physical and the spiritual arenas, not with equality, but with reality. We must avoid deception in both realms. This balance is achieved by the process of trials. It is established by patience, and it is maintained by making what is unseen to become seen in both realms. And I'll repeat that. Because there's three areas that we're talking about. There's the reality, the achievement, and the maintaining. Is everybody with me? The reality, the achievement, and the maintaining. So, reality of balance is established by what? Patience. Is everybody with me? So the reality of balance is established by patience. And this balance is achieved by a process of trials. So, we must establish an area where we are maintaining this balance by making what is unseen to become seen in both realms. I'm trying to put this in layman terms, so bear with me. Does everybody understand what's happening? I'm trying to bring a picture into a natural understanding here. And I want to repeat this one more time. We are not looking in... managing the physical and the spiritual is not by equality. It's by reality. And we must avoid deception in both realms. And this balance is achieved, I said, achieved by the process of trials. And it is established by patience. And it is maintained by making what is unseen to what? Become seen. So there's three areas, isn't there? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Reality of balance, established by patience. Yeah. In verse 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Would you read it with me? Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. In other words, that we might know the things given to us. That we might know these things that God is giving to us. And I'm talking spiritually and physically. So God is trying to bring you something spiritually, and he's trying to bring you something physically. In other words, of course, in the spiritual realm or the natural realm. Now, the natural man cannot balance these realms. Are you with me? The natural man can't balance these realms because to these things he's foolish. His only concern is me, myself, and I. That is the natural man. He cannot balance these realms. In fact, he can't even balance the natural realm. In James chapter 1. Hallelujah. In verse 2. Let's read it together. My brethren, count it all. Hallelujah. When you fall into various... Man, I'm telling you, the Lord keeps bringing this back to us, man. Not if you fall in it, when you fall in it. when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. Wow. Now, the reality of balance is established by patience. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but lets patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and what? Lacking nothing. So God's trying to get us something, not only spiritually, but physically. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be what? Given to him. So now he speaks about wisdom. So again, the reality of balance is established by patience. Knowing you need balance and having balance is two different things. Are you listening? Knowing you need balance and having balance is two different things. And that is compared to the individual that has met God, compared to the individual that knows God. There are many people who've met God, but don't know Him. Are you listening? There are many people who've what? Met God, but they do not know Him. So what happens is, knowing God is made available through your trials. See, the more you hang with Him, the more you know Him. The more your trials and things that you're going through is an opportunity for you to know Him. See, that's why many people met God, but they don't know God. See, and you'll know an individual who knows God because one of the things that's always maintained in that person is the fear of the Lord. An individual who's met God doesn't maintain the fear of the Lord. But a person that knows God always maintains the fear of the Lord. Always. And there is a difference. Again, I want to share with you that there are many believers who have met God but don't know Him. And that is the difference. Because if the fear of the Lord is not there or maintained, they do not know Him. They've met Him, but don't know Him. Hello? So as you go through your trials and tribulations and so forth, that's why you count it all joy. If you're one who's able to count it joy, you know Him. If you can't count on joy, you met Him. Because you know that He can bring you through anything. There isn't anything that He can't bring you through. There isn't anything that He can't fix. And there isn't anything He can't protect you from. But that's a knowing that you know. That doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. But you carry an integrity. You carry a fear and reverence to God. And there's a care for others and a discern for others. So there's a difference between meeting Him. You might have met Him in a church. He might have touched you. He might have healed you. He might have delivered you. He might have freed you, but you met Him. You might have got baptized in the Holy Ghost. You met Him. Now it's your responsibility to walk with Him. And as you walk, that's why Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Why? So that you may know Him. Is everybody okay? Praise God. I don't know how we got off on that, but we did. So, knowing you need balance and having balance is two different things. You achieve balance through the process of trials. You maintain balance by making what is unseen to become seen. The goal is to reach the ultimate balance of perfection. The ultimate goal is to reach the balance of perfection, which will result in the things of completion. So we don't lack the promises of the spiritual realm and the physical realm associated with the covenant of God. Do I need to repeat that? The goal is to reach the ultimate balance of perfection, which will result in things of completion. so we don't lack the promises that God has for us from the spiritual realm and the physical realm associated with his covenant. Hallelujah. Reality of balance is established by patience with its two attributes, which we've talked about. The two attributes of patience is what? Endurance and what? Waiting. Endurance and waiting. Now, I gotta, you know, I want you to picture this. Can you see better moving at 100 miles an hour or 5? I mean, which one are you able to see better at? In the spirit, and you know, things move faster. They're without hindrance of space and time. But in the natural or in the physical time, we must have patience, which allows wisdom, the operation to bring balance between both realms. I go, okay. I want to share this again. In the spiritual, things move faster because they are without hindrance of space and time. But in the natural or the physical time or realm, we must have patience, which allows wisdom the operation to bring balance between both realms. Why? Because wisdom tells you what to do. So without patience, hello, or what we call in attributes our endurance and waiting, wisdom won't have its opportunity to work. Now, when balance is lost, vision is lost. When balance is lost, vision is lost. And deception creeps in. And we know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, doesn't he? Again, I want to share with you that when balance is lost, vision is lost. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, would you go there? In other words, you better weigh your decisions. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. In verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wisdom? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So we see that the wisdom of the world is foolish compared to the wisdom of God. Now I want you to grab hold of this. But God takes his wisdom and uses the wisdom of the world. He takes his wisdom and uses the wisdom of the world. Are you with me? And the purpose of taking his wisdom and using the wisdom of the world is to benefit his children. It's to benefit his children. So everything we do must be backed by the wisdom of God, which we call the anointing. So you're backed by the anointing because it's one of the seven attributes of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom. So I want you to really grab hold of this. I want you to see the hand of God in wisdom using the wisdom of the world to benefit his children, because that's what he does. So everything that we're doing must be backed by the wisdom of God or backed by the anointing. Why? That brings balance. It will bring balance. In James chapter 1, James 1 and verse 12. Would you read it with me? Blessed is the man who endures temptation, For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Hallelujah. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be what? Swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. So we see that we are enticed. In other words, to be enticed is enticed with the presence of evil because of an unbalanced life. It doesn't mean that you won't be tempted, but it means that you fall to the temptation because your life is unbalanced. We must weigh our decisions and desires and know that his good gifts are without merit, but his perfect gifts is with a balanced life. Are you listening? Swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath, takes patience, doesn't it? It takes patience. What patience is working in you. And the two attributes of patience is endurance and waiting. So he talks about the good gift is without merit, but the perfect gift is. It's with a balanced life. Because it's perfect. If a life is balanced, there's a perfect gift. In James chapter 3, in verse 13. That's why many people fall into temptation and lust and so forth, because they're not balancing. They're not balancing the spiritual realm. They're not balancing the natural realm. They're unbalanced. There's either too much of one or not enough of the other. But remember, it's not about the actual levelage of balance. It's a reality. So when we talk about balance, we're talking about an individual that's having the reality of both realms. And sometimes somebody's paying more attention to the natural realm and not enough to the spiritual realm. Sometimes somebody's paying more attention to the spiritual realm and not the natural realm. Are you listening? You know, somebody, I've heard that saying, well, you're so spiritual, you're no good. Well, that's baloney. It's because they've gone beyond the borders and God's not bringing them there. They're going there in the flesh. But they call it spiritual. But it's really not. It's flesh. And it causes an unbalance. In James chapter 3 and verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by what? Good conduct that his works are done in meekness of wisdom, which tells you what to do. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So wisdom of God, using the wisdom of the world, is balance. The wisdom of the world, using the children of God, is unbalance. Do I need to say that again? The wisdom of God, using the wisdom of the world, is balance. The wisdom of the world, using the children of God, is unbalance. Are you listening? Because the wisdom of the world cannot use the wisdom of God. But the wisdom of the world tries to use the children of God, which will bring unbalance. But the wisdom of God, which God has given us, is to use the wisdom of the world, which will bring balance. That is balance. That is a balanced life, to be able to use God's wisdom to use the wisdom of the world. That is a balanced life. Why? Because it allows you to live in the world, but not be a part of it. Galatians 3. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? And verse 1. Let's read this together. O foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched you. That you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of the faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? See, they were balanced, but they became unbalanced, trying to make the flesh perfect. Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Now, our trials of suffering is to achieve balance, isn't it? In other words, God is bringing you through things. You are learning through things. It's not to move us out of balance or move us out of God's will. When we are out of balance, we try to perfect ourselves in the flesh. Perfecting the flesh will move you out of balance. So, either way, when we are trying to perfect our flesh, we are moving out of balance. See, then when we try to perfect ourselves by our works, that means that an individual is out of balance. Well, I've done this, I can do this, and so forth. That's more in the physical. So that area, he said, well, you know, you were doing so good in the Spirit. Why have you now gone into the flesh? Well, because they became unbalanced. Most of the time, they became anxious. Why? Because patience is what's going to bring the reality of balance, isn't it? So if patience is going to establish the reality of balance, when an individual loses the reality of the balance, it means that they become anxious. See, we must always maintain that balance of the spiritual and the natural. You know, some people begin to work out. They haven't worked out in years. And the next thing you know, that they're putting their workout or their perfecting of the flesh more than the Spirit, and they become unbalanced. So there's got to be a balance. Now, what God always prepares you also for what you're getting ready to go through. So he may prepare you in the physical realm for something. In other words, he may send you a car. Why? Because he's getting ready to promote you with something. Or he may give you a revelation or confirmation or a dream or a vision in preparation for something. So all of these things, God is always trying to get something to us spiritually and physically. In other words, from the Spirit and from the natural. From the Spirit and from the natural. And we must be careful that we're not getting the things from the enemy which will cause unbalance. But maintain a balance so that we can be complete and perfect and lacking nothing. In 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. In verse 10. We've heard this many times. He says, but may the what? God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have what? Suffered a while. Perfect, establish, strengthen, and what? Settle you. Would you call that balance? Yeah. Yeah, when an individual is settled, they're usually balanced. So we know that the suffering of our trials is to bring that balance of perfection. Remember, we're reaching that balance of perfection in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 10. Read it with me, please. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And in Psalm 15, one of the things that all of this maintaining of balance will prevent you, if you maintain balance, you will not be moved. Would you read it with me? Psalm 15. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? And who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. That is a balanced life. Amen? Praise God. Lift your hands to heaven. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and balanced. I mean blessed. We thank you, Master. And Lord, where we are unbalanced in any area of our life, we ask that you fix it, prepare us, teach us, show us, and establish us that we may be part of the mobilizing army of God, walking in true balance, ready in season and out for your glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Be blessed.